This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 24 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences from the resources that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine. So this week we have three trends that we're going to talk about. One of them is a major trend. We're calling one a mini trend. And one is something that was notably missing from the resources that we flipped. We have four recommended readings this week. And then, of course, we end with the crystal ball. So, Abby, let's start us out, if you would, with talking about the three trends.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, so as you said, we have three. We have two trends and a notably absent trend. So the first one, the big trend for the last couple of weeks, has been mobile devices. We've seen a lot of news about releases of new products and prototype releases that sort of showing off to the consumer public what may be coming out. Lenovo, Samsung, Vio, Google, and of course, on the 16th of this month, we're going to hear from Apple about their new iPads. So it was kind of been all about mobile devices for the past couple of weeks. The mini trend that we noticed is sort of a combination of two that go together, sort of. We saw continued articles about security and security concerns. And we also saw continued articles and op-ed pieces about net neutrality. So these are continuing to make the news, and although not quite as much as the mobile devices, they were certainly a trend, something that we saw regularly from various sources. Notably absent in the last couple of weeks, though, is news about wearable devices. We see one or two articles. We're actually going to recommend a reading that may address this issue. But we see one or two articles in the past couple of weeks about wearable heads-up displays, but almost nothing about anything else, and which I find a little surprising because of all the hype about the Apple iWatch and some of the other pieces that we've been, you know, seeing regularly for a while. I guess I'm wondering how much of the new phone capabilities are absorbing some of this. I mean, just a personal example, I did not wear my up band when I was traveling around New York this past weekend because my phone measures my steps using the, I'm using an iPhone and I'm using the new iOS. So the health meter is measuring my steps as well as the up would.
Now yeah. We're on to our recommended readings.
Recommended readings. Okay, well, the very first reading that we're recommending this week is Opening Doors to Education. This is by Evan Ryan on Dipnote. And Mr. Ryan is the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Educational and Cultural Affairs. It's a good, short article about open educational resources. The next article that we're recommending is from the Huffington Post. It's Five Great Online Tools for Creating Infographics by Randy Crum. And it is a really good review of some of the top tools and a good explanation of what those tools actually do for you. The article that we feel sort of helps to explain, at least in part, the notable absence of wearables in the news right now was an article that was printed this past 2 weeks, and that's Google's Astro Teller says wearables are tough. And it's by Chris Gayamali in Fast Company. Finally, we're recommending the article Is Collaborative Storytelling the Next Generation of Blogging? By Andre Bork in The Huffington Post. With apologies to Andre for butchering his last name. We're unsure how to pronounce it. But Tim, you can talk more about it than I, because this is one that you were personally recommending, but this is a good article about the new sort of format of collaborative storytelling that we're following.
Yeah, and the idea behind this, it's a pretty short article, but the idea behind it is kind of reinforces the idea that people are attracted to both pictures and visual graphics and the use of tools that use that format like Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram mm-hmm. is on the rise. and the idea that people now are using those tools together and creating, you know, using those to storytell, not only with themselves, but with others. And there's an increase in that.
And the technology is obviously increasing in its ability, in our ability to use multimedia on the fly like that, which is great.
And definitely in mobile, you know, in mobile devices as well.
They're
very prevalent in that.
So speaking of mobile devices and our crystal ball, I feel like it should like have some sort of weird reverb effect. Crystal ball.
I think I'll work on that.
Well, okay. So here's what we're predicting in the upcoming weeks. There's going to be iPad buzz aplenty following Apple's announcement on October 16th, which at the time of this recording is tomorrow. So we're looking forward to hearing what Apple has to say about its latest iPad upgrades. And we'll see. I'm sure there'll be a flurry of posts, reviews, and opinions after that. This is a little more of a stretch, but I think we're both agreed on this, that we should be looking for a lot more news about security issues. This has been a hot topic all year. Mm-hmm. It slowed down a bit in the last few weeks, but I suspect it's going to increase, not decrease, and that we're going to be talking a lot more about both the problems that are arising and potential solutions.
So we've come to the end of our episode, episode 24. As a reminder, you can visit our website at www.trendsandissues.com. We want to thank those of you who are following us on iTunes and on Stitcher, and those who are also following our Flipboard magazine. Our next episode of our podcast will be October 27.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.